Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I want to talk in this happy bit about teaching your kids to like themselves. And today I'm going to emphasize the idea that we all have a story about each of our kids. Even me, I have all kinds of stories about my kids, such as my two oldest kids are hard, or my kids all have ADHD, or my kids are alphas, or whatever. We all have stories, and then we start to believe these stories, and we then create a mold around that. So if we want to teach our kids to like themselves, maybe we need to analyze our stories that we tell about them and make sure that they are empowering and positive. So I want you to think for a moment, what are the stories you tell about your children? Maybe you have a sweet little girl named Mary, and you have a sassy little wild boy named Tommy. Do you see what I'm doing? We pull in all of these social stereotypes when we create these stories that may or may not be true, and our kids will often live up to the stories we create for them. So maybe you take a moment now and pause this happy bit or pull out your journal as soon as you're done and write down all the stories you have for each of your kids, positive or negative, neutral even. Write them down and analyze, would this help them like themselves? Maybe even take it to the next level and talk to your kids and ask them, how does it make you feel when I say that you are X, Y, or Z? How does it make you feel when I say you have autism? How does it make you feel when I say that you have ADHD, or all these words and labels and stories we apply? So I want you to take a moment to pause and do that. And we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor. Welcome back. We are talking about how to teach our kids to love themselves, based in particular on the stories that we create about them and even often speak to them. And I've done this exercise for myself a bit. And yes, I have some major work to do in this area. I have in the past year, with the struggles that I've had with my kids, created very disempowering stories. And I'll be the first to admit that right here for all of you. I am human. I have definitely made some mistakes. So my stories have been, my children are hard. My children are alphas. My children are smart and stubborn. And gosh, it's not really fair to any of them as individuals to have this collective story about all six of my children. However, in my defense, I have shared those things so you understand what my kids are like. But in any case, why not create the most empowering story you can? So maybe for me, that includes, Lorelai, you are so creative, I might say to her. And wow, that's a positive. That's a positive. If she also adopted that story, she would probably like herself a little more, probably because creativity is socially accepted. And maybe for my daughter, Cora, I say, Cora is a fantastic artist. Cora, you are so good at drawing. And she'll smile and think, oh, I'm so good at this. It's giving her a positive identity. Now, it's really a powerful position we're in as parents when we use these labels, these words, these descriptions of their behaviors. Maybe you take it to another step and you don't even make it an identity piece at all. You remove the stories about them that are negative, but you remove all the stories, period. And you just start to describe the behavior. And you teach your kids that they are likable because they are hardworking and they like to draw and they like to say kind things. You're just drawing attention to their behaviors. Oh, you are so good at concentrating when you draw. I like how committed you are to getting your jobs done. What a phenomenal week of doing your homework. I love seeing all of these signatures in your book. You start to draw attention to what they do rather than who they are. So these are just some things to think about. Number one, what are the stories you tell about your kids? Number two, are you giving them an identity, and really should you be? Or can you start to just describe their positive behaviors? This is just one aspect of helping your kids learn to like themselves. And we all know how important self-love is for our journey. Speaking of liking ourselves and loving ourselves, have you watched video one and video two in that free workshop I created for you, How to Love Yourself? In the first video, I explain why self-love is essential. And in the second video, I give you the first step on a journey of self-love, which is to learn how to listen to your intuition and use the BOLD, B-O-L-D, it's an acronym, the BOLD meditation method. We have a really helpful PDF that accompanies that, and you can get it at jenbridey.com/loveyourself. Be sure to sign up because soon we'll be releasing the third video, which is the blueprint, the entire self-love journey on one beautiful PDF handout. So you can understand maybe where you are now and where you might want to be. Again, that's at jenrideay.com/loveyourself. Well, I am so grateful you listened. I appreciate you all so much. And make sure you're telling empowering stories about your kids, about yourself, and emphasizing behavior more than identity sometimes. And that's my happy bit. I will see you again soon. Until then, make it a vibrant and happy week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenrideay.com.